Right now, it's July 2019. I'm walking in London, England. I just left a meeting with Imperial College Incubator Program. You can hear the construction to my left as they're building out the school more. And I just wanted to send a hello, kind of let you know that we've been on hiatus, primarily so that I could take care of my mental health. I got to a point where I felt pretty burnt out, and I just wanted to make sure that I'm okay and prioritize being healthy. So I'm looking forward to getting back to distributing episodes. Both the shows, We Are LA Tech and Women in Tech, have been on hiatus, and I appreciate your understanding. The team has been so supportive of me, and I love our team so much, and I'm so grateful they've worked with me as long as 2012 and 2014 are the two beginning dates of everyone. And that's so many years of these incredible people being dedicated to our overall mission of helping you guys create great relationships with one another. I've been thinking a lot about who I am and why I do what I do, why it's important to me, what brings me joy, what makes me feel that I'm living in alignment with my purpose. And it's just so clear how important connection is to not only my personal life, as I think it's to all of our personal lives, but also in being, you know, working in the tech space. We feel so isolated most of the time. I know I have. You know, we're on our hustle grind and trying to be the best we can and keep up, and sometimes it feels like we have to be perfect, and how does perfection even exist? And then in our personal lives, I know as a culture, and I know I have done this many times, we sacrifice relationships, family, friendships, social time, period, to just relax in order to build. And I've had to, these past couple months, I've been taking time to actually train myself how to relax. I know that sounds crazy, but I really just didn't know anymore. I didn't know how to just chill the F out. You know what I mean? Like, I think about business all the time. I think about how to unify people. And that sounds cheesy, but it's true. I think about how to unify people in the most high quality way all the time. And sometimes I forget to think about how to unify myself. Yeah. And I think it got really bad. And I was just putting everything else before my own health. And I've done it several times. This hasn't been the first time where I've, you know, become burnt out and overworked myself. But this time is different for some reason. Well, also that I got physically ill, but, or maybe I'm just evolving, you know, and every single time we go through a challenge, it's a new level of evolution, and that's okay. And, you know, at some point I'm going to go through my next challenge, but right now I'm feeling really grateful to be on the road, to be learning. I got to meet with my mentor here, who I really admire, and as I told you, experience a new incubator program and see what they're up to. And I know when I saw the women working in their co-working space provided by the incubator, I was like, oh my God, I can't wait to feature them on the show. And feeling that elation in my heart of that excitement to celebrate people. And I'm looking forward to having the energy to invest myself into others again. But right now, I'm prioritizing myself, and I think that's great. And I'm glad that I'm finally taking the time to do so. Just like life has construction, I'm currently undergoing construction. And I'll be rebuilt in a beautifully dynamic way. And I look forward to saying hello to you again then. All right, you guys, whether you're jogging right now, washing the dishes, writing code, maybe like chilling on the couch, whatever you're doing, thank you for being a part of my journey, and I look forward to continuing to be a part of yours. Bye.
Hello, Carl here. I've been part of the We Are LA Tech team since 2014, and I'm blessed to be working alongside our passionate leader, Esprit Devora, awesome teammates Adam and Janice, and all the other people we've worked with throughout the years. We are a small bunch working together for a common goal, which is to serve the LA Tech community and women in tech around the world. I just want to say thank you to all those who've supported the We Are LA Tech and Women in Tech podcast. We really put our hearts into every episode, so any form of support is truly appreciated. We're excited for what's to come, so stay tuned and catch you on the next episode.
Hi, my name is Janice, and I've been working with Esprit since 2012, and it's been really an honor to work with such an amazing woman like Esprit Devora and to be a part of her team. Thank you for all your support, and please watch out for more inspiring episodes on Women in Tech.
Hey, it's Adam from the We Are LA Tech team. I started working with Esprit in 2014, and I just want to thank everyone who has supported We Are LA Tech in one way or another. The purpose of everything we do is to raise all ships and bring people together, and that wouldn't be possible without all of you being so supportive and engaged. We do see all of your tweets and messages, and Esprit especially loves to share those around with the team, and it means a lot that everyone has been so dedicated to the cause, including the rest of the We Are LA Tech team and all of the people who take time to help out in one way or another. We're looking forward to bringing you some great new episodes soon, and again, thank you for listening.